स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तन हृदय तस्थो हि अभद्राणी विदुनोति सुहृत्सदा नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 17. The title of the chapter is Mother Parvati versus Chitraketu. Text number 29. Dehinam Deha Samyoga
जन्म
सुखम दुःखम मृत्यु
च
Sukham dukkham mritir janma. Shapo anugrahaye vacha. Shapo anugrahaye vacha. Dehinam deha samyoga. Janma Shapo Anugrahaye Vacha Dehinam Deha Samyoga Dvandhanishwara Leelaya Sukham Dukkham Mrutir Janma Shapo Anugrahaye Vacha Sukham dukkham mrutir janma Shapo anugrahaye vacha Dehinam deha samyoga
Dvandhanishwara
leelaya
Sukham dukkham mrutir janma
Sukham dukkham mrutir janma Dehinam deha samyoga Dvandhanishwara leelaya Sukham dukkham mrutir janma Shapo anugrahaye vacha Dehinam deha samyoga Dvandhanishwara leelaya Sukham dukkham mrutir janma Shapo anugrahaye vacha Hare Krishna, just half an hour. If we can keep quiet, it'll be good. Eh? Because after that, we can go and talk outside. Dehinam, of all those who have accepted material bodies, Deha Samyoga, because of contact with the material body, Dvandvani, dualities, Ishwara Leelaya, by the supreme will of the Lord, Sukham, happiness, Dukham, distress, Mrutihi, death, Janma, birth, Shapaha, curse, Anugraha, favor, Eva, certainly, Cha, and translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki, because of the actions of the Supreme Lord's external energy, the living entities are conditioned in contact with material bodies. The dualities of happiness and distress, birth and death, curses and favors are naturally byproducts of this contact in the material world. Translation responsively, please. Because of the actions of the Supreme Lord's external energy, the living entities are conditioned
The living entities are conditioned.
In contact with the material bodies. The dualities of happiness and distress.
The dualities of happiness and distress.
Birth and death.
Birth and death.
Curses and favors.
Curses and favors.
Or natural byproducts.
Of
this contact in the material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In Bhagavad Gita, we find Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. The material world works under the direction of the goddess Durga, the material energy of the Lord. But she acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5.44. Shishti Shiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakti Rekha Chaye Vayasya Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga. Durga, the goddess Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, is extremely powerful. She can create, maintain and annihilate any number of universes by her sweet will. But she acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, not independently. Krishna is impartial. But because this is the material world of duality, such relative terms as happiness and distress, curses and favors are created by the will of the Supreme. Those who are not Narayana Para, pure devotees, must be disturbed by this duality of the material world. Whereas the devotees who are simply attached to the service of the Lord are not at all disturbed by it. For example, Haridas Thakur was beaten with cane in 22 bazaars, but he was never disturbed. Instead, he smilingly tolerated the beating. Despite the disturbing dualities of the material world, devotees are not disturbed at all because they fix their minds on the lotus feet of the Lord and concentrate on the holy name of the Lord. They do not feel the so-called pains and pleasures caused by the dualities of this material world. Does anyone remember who is speaking this? Who is speaking this sloka?
Is Mother Parvati, is Chitraketu talking to Mother Parvati like?
See, Mother Parvati cursed Chitraketu. And then who is remaining person to speak there in the whole thing? The three people only there. Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati, Chitraketu. Who is speaking this? Get a guess, sir. See here, what are you saying? Because of the actions of the Supreme Lord's external energy, the living entities are conditioned in contact with material bodies. The dualities of happiness and distress, birth and death, curses and favors are natural byproducts of this contact in the material world. The previous sloka, Lord Shiva spoke about devotees of the Lord, the qualities of the devotees of the Lord, where he explained the devotees of the Lord not afraid of anything. So in continuation to that, Lord Shiva is speaking. Okay, so this is just a continuation. We had to always, when we go any class or something, we have to go, what are they talking and where is the continuation? We have to see that. Otherwise, we may be sitting there and then we don't know what is happening actually. So it's interesting. Lord Shiva is one of the Mahajans, not an ordinary person. Lord Shiva is one of the 12 Mahajans are there, and Lord Shiva is one of the Mahajans. And Maharaj Chitraketu is also a very great personality, not an ordinary person. You know, we studied about Maharaj Chitraketu's glories. Who he had a darshan of one personality. Who is that? Yes, Sankarshan. He is a very great person. Nice personality. He had a darshan of the Lord. Personally, he had a darshan of the Lord. And then when he was flying in his airplane, and he saw Mother Parvati sitting in the lap of the Lord, and then all the sages were assembled. He thought a little bit joking, funny, and then he made a comment. But did Lord Shiva took it very seriously?
No.
He didn't take it very seriously. But Mother Parvati took it very seriously. And then she cursed. So, in connection with that only, Lord Shiva is speaking of the glories of the devotees. Mother Parvati, my dear Parvati, you have cursed Chitraketu. But it's not right. He has not done anything big wrong or anything. But it's just like a, see, among devotees there may be some kind of dealings, some joking dealings will be there, but we should not take it very seriously. So that's why here Lord Shiva is speaking the previous sloka, very wonderful sloka. Srila Prabhupada quotes so many times in this sloka, Narayana parasarve na kutaschana bhibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyata darshina. This sloka is very, very important for us actually. Because the devotee of the Lord can be asked to go anywhere. Sometimes the devotee has to go to hell, sometimes he has to go to the heavenly planet. Wherever he goes, he is not afraid. Why he is not afraid? Because he is Narayana Para. He is fixed in the service of the Lord. He is fixed in the devotion to Narayana, Lord Krishna. So he is not afraid of anything. Wherever he has to go, whatever he has to do, like Srila Prabhupada. Great example. Where Srila Prabhupada had to go? Leaving Srila Vrindavan, he went to America. America, he was, it's not a very comfortable place, not much of a very culture at that time, not culture, devotional culture, that culture was not there. But still Srila Prabhupada went, and then he had a complete faith in the instructions of his guru and the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went there, just 40-50 rupees in hand, and then one trunk of Srimad Bhagavatam. See, he had that faith. Yes, I can go there. On the strength of this holy name of the Lord, on the strength of the instructions given by the Supreme Lord. So that is the way. So here, today's verse is talking about, Lord Shiva is saying, because of the actions of the Supreme Lord's external energy. Who is Supreme Lord's external energy?
Durga.
Durga. Yes. Yeah, we have seen. Prabhu is, when we are reading the purport, he is listening. So, Supreme Lord's external energy is Durga Devi. Durga Devi. So, because of the Supreme Lord's external energy, the living entities are conditioned in contact with material bodies. So, this is a... Why did that happen? It's a $1 million question. Why did we come here actually? Why did we come here? What is the reason? Any idea? Sound. You assume when you are speaking, you are in the playground. Playground, how much sound you can make? You can make the same sound here. Okay, otherwise, if you murmur, nobody will understand actually.
Because we were envying Lord Krishna, we
were
to have the same.
That's life. It. You have got all the philosophy right. Yes, because this is the original problem. Why did we come here? Why? Because sometimes we may wondering, like, why did it all happen? Because, yes, you are right. Because Lord Krishna has given us a free will. Svatantra. Svatantra. There is a minute free will. It's not that absolute free will. A very minute free will has been given. So that free will, you can use it properly or you can misuse it. Use it, misuse it. You can use it properly in the service of the Lord or you can misuse it. So, some of the living entities, at least some of us, we thought, like, why Lord should be the enjoyer? I should be the enjoyer. I should be the proprietor. I should be the master. Developed a little bit of a desire like that. Srila Prabhupada calls us an unceremonious desire. Unceremonious. This is not a proper desire. But we developed this. This is the problem. So, Lord Krishna is our kind father. Correct?
Yes.
Like your father, very kind. You keep on asking something. Please. I have to go. I have to go. You keep on listening. Yeah. Keep on listening only. How tolerant he is, you know. Keep on listening, yes. Because he is very attached to you. Same way, Krishna is very, very attached to us. He's saying, oh no, I don't want to be here. I want to go away from you. Krishna is listening. Finally saying, okay, you want to go? Okay, I have created a place. You go there, you try to enjoy. He's a kind father. See, he can't say, oh, you don't want to cooperate with me, go to hell. No, not like that. He's saying, okay, you don't want to be with me, you don't want to enjoy with me, and you want to enjoy separately. Okay, I have created a situation. I have created a world where you go and you exercise your free will and try to enjoy. That's what we are here. But always happiness here? Always happiness here? Yeah. Where? You tell me, I will also go and get something. Where? Where is the happiness?
There is no happiness here.
Very difficult. Little bit of happiness is there. Yeah, you are right. Little bit of happiness is there. And as soon as the happiness comes, little bit distress also comes. Happiness comes, little bit. Little bit of gulab jamun, then after that you have to go somewhere. Something eat little bit and then you have to. Okay, it's not like we are looking for gallons and gallons of happiness. Unlimited happiness we are asking for, but we are getting only drops of happiness. Only drops are coming. That is why this place, Lord Krishna, you may wonder why Krishna created this place like this. Krishna doesn't know how to create. Why? Why I am asking you this question? At least there will be some conversation will be there. Because otherwise now I will be keep on like a monologue and I will be keep on talking. Why Krishna has to create this place like this? Krishna is great. He knows what to do. He can create this place, nice place, so we can be here comfortable.
So he wants us to go back to him.
Okay. So that is why he created this world. Correct. He created this world. And then why he has to make it miserable?
Because this might be hell.
Hell is okay, but why he has to create miserable? Hey, you already got the answer. Yes, one more step. He wants us back home, back to garden. If this place is very comfortable like a Vaikuntha,
we will never go back fully.
We will not have any impetus or we will not have any desire or anything to go back home. But Krishna wants us. Krishna wants to enjoy with us. Every one of us, Krishna wants to enjoy. So, he created the place in such a way, it will have problem. Heat and cold, happiness and distress. Especially Melbourne. Morning one weather, afternoon one weather, evening another weather. You can't believe that. Like you just say, oh, today I see a sun there. Okay, then there's no jump or anything. And then after that you will be shivering actually. So it's a very typical, we are very fortunate to be in Melbourne so that we can exercise this Matras Prashastu Kaunteya Sidoshna Sukha Dukkada Agama Tayino Nitya Anitya Tam Titikshastu Bharata. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the heat and cold, happiness and distress will come and go. Melbourne weather also like that only. So it will come and go. Don't think that okay, it's always going to rain. It may rain, then after a few minutes it will stop. Okay, so where were we? We misused our free will. We came here, correct? That's our problem, correct? Except that's our problem. But Krishna is very merciful. Krishna, okay. So Krishna is very very merciful. So he has created we created the mess, and then Krishna is giving a solution. Yes, okay, now you came into this mess, now how to extricate ourselves? How to extricate ourselves from this situation? Krishna is giving a formula also. So this is the beauty. So it says here, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. The material world is and works under the direction of the goddess Durga, the material energy of the Lord, but she acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Durga Devi, she is the controller of all this material world. The creator is Lord Brahma, but it's under the control of Durga Devi. Durga means there is a fort. It's like a fort. Very difficult to escape actually. Very difficult to escape. But Lord Krishna has given us a formula. What is the formula? How to escape this fort?
Chant
Hare Krishna. You are very clever actually. For this is a Phoenician. Anything you can say, chant Hare Krishna, you will not be wrong at all actually. Any question you ask, oh, you have to chant Hare Krishna, that you will never be wrong. But what Krishna specifically says, somebody takes shelter of me. Maya Dakshina, he says that. And then, this is like a Devi Hesha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Duratyaya, Mameva ye prapadyante, Maya Metam Tarantite, Mameva ye prapadyante. Anyone surrenders unto me, that person will very easily cross over this material world. Krishna gives it. Krishna is very kind actually. He sees the living entity going through a lot of difficulty here, lot of problems, assignment, school, tax, that problem, unemployment problem. All these problems are there. So Krishna doesn't want us to suffer. He wants all of us to go back home, back to Godhead. Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. Vaikuntha means there is no anxiety, there is no misery. But here, full of anxiety, full of misery. So Krishna is making the arrangement. So that is why we have to take this seriously. And Krishna is giving us the formula, how we can do that. And Krishna personally comes, sometimes personally comes, he personally comes. Sometimes he sends his representatives. Sometimes he gives this literature, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, gives the knowledge so that we can understand and we can appreciate that. So until that time, this conditioning will be there for us, for all of us. Because that is why it's mentioned here, the goddess Durga Devi, in the after creation, Sishti Siti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ichchanu Rupam Apiyaschata Chesta Chesha Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. So Durga Devi is like Lord Brahma speaking. Lord Brahma gives everything systematically. Who is Durga Devi? Who is Lord Shiva? Who is Surya? Who is Chandra? Everything he is explaining nicely. So there, in that verse he is saying, Durga Devi, she conducts herself based on the desire of the Supreme Lord. Not that she is independent. Durga Devi is not independent. She is also conducting herself under the direction of the Supreme Lord. So that is her duty. Durga Devi doesn't like that actually. Durga Devi doesn't want people to be living in the Durga, the fort. She wants all of us to go back home. But there is a test. Test has to be given. So everybody wants to pass the exam and go to the next class, correct? Anybody wants to stay in the same class for next 3-4 years? If you are in year 9, you want to go to year 10, then year 11, year 12. You want to go, keep on going. Nobody wants, oh, I like this year 9 so much, I will be here only. Anybody says like that? No. Same way, we all have to go. We all have to go. But, so that's why Durga Devi will give test. She will give test. And if we pass the test, then we go back. Next level. But until the time we pass the test, we have to follow this. That's why the sadhana, we do all this sadhana. And then we have to come to this conclusion that distress will be given, happiness will be given, all these different situations will be given. How we face this? How do we handle this? If we can handle that, then no problem. So that is why here Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, the goddess Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, is extremely powerful. She can create, maintain and annihilate any number of universes by her sweet will. But she acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, not independently. She is not independent. She is dependent on the order of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada continues to say, Krishna is impartial. What do you mean by Krishna is impartial? Partial, impartial.
Krishna is impartial, that means
he is
equal to everyone.
Equal to everyone, yes. Krishna is equal to everyone.
He is fair to everyone.
Yeah, fair to everyone. Yes, you are right. Krishna is fair to everyone. But Krishna is impartial. But because this is the material world of duality, such relative terms as happiness and distress, curses and favors are created by the will of the Supreme. Even though, yes, Krishna is equal to everyone. But the problem is, we are in the material world. The material world means it will have its own intrinsic qualities. The intrinsic quality of the dvandva. Because when you come to this world, it's called dvandva. Dvandva means duality. In the 7th chapter, what Krishna says, how the living entity comes to this material world. Towards the end of the 7th chapter, Bhagavad Gita,
ఇచ్ఛా ద్వేష సముద్రేణ ద్వంద్వమోహేన భారత సర్వభూతాని సమ్మోహం సర్గేయాంతి పరంతప. ఓ సైన్ ఆఫ్ భారత, ఓ కాన్కరర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫో, ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ టు డిల్యూషన్, బివిల్డర్డ్ బై ద డ్యువాలిటీస్ రైసెన్ ఫ్రమ్ డిజైర్ అండ్ హేట్. ఇచ్ఛా ద్వేష, ఐ లైక్ దిస్, ఐ హేట్ దిస్, ఐ లైక్ దిస్, ఐ ద వరల్డ్ వి ఫైండ్ దిస్ యాక్చువల్లీ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద టైమ్ యూ ఐ లైక్ దిస్, ఐ హేట్ దిస్. ఎవ్రీబడి హ్యాస్ దేర్ ఓన్ లైకింగ్, దేర్ ఓన్ హేటింగ్. But the problem is, you know, like here, what you are liking now, maybe after some time it may be like you are hating. Whatever you are hating now, maybe after some time it may be you are liking. So it's not a permanent situation here. The material world, there is nothing permanent. Everything is just like constant flux. They say constant flux. That means constant movement. Everything is moving. Everything is changing. That is why, so the intelligent person has to understand, we have come here for a purpose. That purpose we have to understand. What is the purpose for which we came here? Original purpose is we want to enjoy. But now, having come in contact with the devotees, come in the association of Srila Prabhupada and the scriptures and all the books and everything, we understand, oh, this is not the right place. What should we do? Having come here, we don't want to jump out of the window and finish our life. No, we want to stay here and then we want to practice in such a way so that we can come out of the conditioning. Correct? Conditioning is the one which is binding us. Okay? It's like a rope, a condition. But if we can come out of the conditioning, that is what Krishna is asking for. Krishna is saying in the later section of Bhagavad Gita, like in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he is asking what kind of qualities he is expecting out of a devotee. Because this is like very, very wonderful. Because we need to know, because we want to become a devotee of the Lord, and then we want to see what Krishna says here. We'll just read one sloka. అధ్వేష్ట సర్వభూతానాం మైత్ర కరుణ ఏవ చ నిర్మమో నిరహంకారః సమదుఃఖసుఖక్షమీ సంతుష్ట సతతం యోగీ యతాత్మా దృఢనిశ్చయః మయి అర్పిత మనోబుద్ధిర్ యో మద్భక్త సమే ప్రియః. వన్ హూ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎన్వియస్ but a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. So this is the bill. This is the bill. Krishna is asking, this type of devotee is very, very dear to me. We can do our test, self-test. No? We can do a self-test. You don't have to go and ask, no? Am I fixed, advanced devotee? Am I... No, we don't have to go and... These are the qualities. No? Whether are we equal to anything? Because it's very difficult actually. It's not easy, but we have to practice. That's why Krishna is saying, here it's like one who is not envious, but a kind friend to all living entities. Some qualities we can do that. Because... when the Matajis and Prabhus, when they go for book distribution, why do they go? Why they go? Because they are kind, they are friendly, because they want to give this knowledge so that the person can come out of this entanglement. Otherwise, what do you see? Whatever the $5, $10, $20, whatever they give, that may be the money, but that is not the only criteria. Main criteria is opportunity of connecting, because this is giving them a chance so that the person does not have to take birth again in the material world. This is the biggest thing. Why? Because if a person reads Bhagavad Gita, if a person follows some principles of Bhagavad Gita, then for him the journey, spiritual journey is starting actually. So it's a very big thing. The greatest beneficial work actually. Sometimes people think, I'm opening the hospital, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Yes, good, we are not criticizing them. Yeah, you do this. But this work is giving the opportunity, they can completely free them from this material world. They can go back home, back to God. This is the greatest welfare work. That's why Srila Prabhupada spent so much time in translating, giving purports to all this wonderful literature. Why? Prabhupada knew everything. Not that Prabhupada needed anything actually. Prabhupada knew everything. Prabhupada, without anything, he can go back home, back to God. But for our purpose, for our benefit, he did that.
So this is, these are all the qualities which are needed. These are all the qualities which Krishna is saying, recommending. If these qualities are there, then that person, why Krishna is asking, by cultivating these qualities, then you can be a candidate to go back home, back to Bhagavad. So that option is there. So this we have to take it seriously. And here Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is impartial, but because this is the material world of duality, such relative terms of happiness and distress, curses and favors are created by the will of the Supreme. Those who are not Narayana para, pure devotees, must be disturbed by this duality of the material world. If somebody is not a pure devotee of the Lord, then they will have a problem. They think sometimes the happiness comes, they will jump up and down. Distress comes, they will just completely, they will collapse actually. But a devotee's life, happiness may come. When happiness comes, what the devotee will think? Hare Krishna? Happiness comes, what the devotee will think? It's my luck, is it?
No, he will just think it's trying to trap me in the material world.
Sorry?
He will just think it's trying to trap me in the material
world. Yes, that is correct. The trap also, that is happiness. Krishna conscious, happiness comes, some happiness comes. Devotee is always thankful to Krishna. Krishna, you are very, very merciful. You are giving me this happiness. I'll try to use whatever I have in the service of the Lord. If a devotee gets distressed, what he will do? Hare Krishna, Surabhi wants to say something. If a distress comes, if a devotee is put into difficulty, what the devotee will think? You want to say? You have some idea? Yeah, that is Krishna's plan. Correct? You agree?
Then they leave it to Krishna.
Leave it to Krishna. Yeah, he thinks, okay, Krishna, you are putting me into difficulty, no problem. But Krishna, whether you put me into difficulty, put me into anxiety, or you give me happiness, still you are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Who said that? You have to be very quick, man. You are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Kunti Devi said, but one more person. Kunti Devi said so many things. He can. One person said, I will give a clue. That person stands in our left side in that altar. You are my worshipful Lord unconditionally.
Arjuna.
Arjuna? Arjuna is standing here. I didn't know in the altar. Arjuna is standing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sikshashtakam. You are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Correct? I thought you will grab this unconditionally. Because Lord is saying, because whether you make me broken hearted, whether you embrace me or make me broken hearted, you are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So if person comes to that mood, for him the material world is not a problem at all. Material world is not a problem. There is one Acharya, Prabodhananda Saraswati. He says, Kaivalyam Narakayate, Akasa Pushpayate. He says, this material world is a wonderful place. Everybody will wonder, hey, what is this? We are talking about this material world is a problematic place. And then the Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj is saying, this material world is a wonderful place. Yeah, it is a wonderful place. But for whom? If we can use your time, use your energy in the service of the Lord, the material world is a wonderful place only. It's not a problem. Because a devotee, Narayana Para, does not have any difficulty. You go to Narada Muni, wherever he goes to hell, he goes to heaven, he goes to Vaikuntha, he goes to Goloka, wherever he goes, he does not have any problem whatsoever. Why? Because he is Narayana Para. Always, wherever he goes, he glorifies the Lord. Verify Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. That's it. His business is that only. So he does not have any problem. But we go somewhere, then we get some problem. Wherever we go, we get that association. We go to some Sangha. Okay. We go somewhere else, then we get their Sangha. That's very dangerous, I guess. That's why we have to be very fixed. When we are fixed in devotional service, then Prabhupada went there and gave his association to everyone. So that's very important. So here Srila Prabhupada is saying, those who are not Narayana Para, pure devotees, must be disturbed by this duality of the material world. Whereas the devotees who are simply attached to the service of the Lord are not at all disturbed by it. For example, Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, past time you all know, correct? Haridas Thakur was beaten up by the Muslim, the Kasi. He beaten up 22 marketplaces. 22 marketplaces. But what Haridas Thakur was thinking, you know, what he was thinking? Did he have anything against this man, men who were waiting?
He was tolerating.
And he was just like, he was praying, Lord, they don't know. Like similar to Jesus Christ. What Jesus Christ was doing. Jesus Christ was saying, people, they don't know what they are doing. Please forgive them. Haridas Thakur also was in the same mood, praying for them. They don't know what they are doing. And it is interesting, he was tolerating. But after the later section, when there is the meeting in that Shiva Sangha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas, you know what happened? Okay. Yeah, that day, you are getting the beating in 22 marketplaces. I was about to kill all these people, but again you are praying. Please protect them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not do anything because the devotee, one side he is praying, please protect them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to kill them. So he could not, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not fulfill that, his desire, but Haridas Thakur is praying that please forgive them. So this is the beauty. So if somebody thinks, Haridas Thakur was completely in trance, he's not his body. So then whatever happens to the body, he was completely oblivious to the thing, and then it did affect him. But for us, a little bit of mosquito bites also, immediately we get worried actually. Correct, we have to be, because it's not that, okay, I'm not saying you keep the, get the mosquito and put in your hand or something, but we have to take care of your body to some degree so that you can do your service properly. We are not like a Goswami, like we can't do like that. So we have to take rest, we have to take proper prasadam. I know you are already looking at the clock actually every now and then. Yeah, we have to take prasadam also, otherwise it's very difficult. You have to go to school also. So we'll just finish in last point. Is Haridas Thakur, there is a few devotees mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam who underwent lot of difficulties, like Haridas Thakur. Anyone remember? Anyone? You should remember. Your children will all remember. Many devotees, yeah? Kunti Devi, any devotee you say went through difficulty. Prahlad Maharaj went through difficulty. Dhruva Maharaj, Pandavas, yes, good. You got all the mark, good mark. You have few people to say? Just whatever personalities you remember in Srimad Bhagavatam, tell them they have gone through this. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Arjuna, and also Ambarish Maharaj. They all went through difficulties. Life was not easy for them. And they didn't do any mistake. Kadotgaja also. So all these personalities, they went through difficulty. So sometimes we think, why am I going through all these difficulties? Sometimes we ask, why am I going through difficulties? All these people, they went through difficulties. And all the time, they were remembering Krishna. Even though they were getting difficulties, they remembered Krishna. So that made them to come out of the condition. This is very important. So the fact that we are in the material world, the difficulties will be there. Don't think the difficulties will go away. But if we take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, the intensity of the difficulty or the way how you handle the difficulty, that will become much easier. Don't think, oh, the Prabhu said, if you become devotee, no problem will come. Problem will come. But by the mercy of the Lord, we will be able to handle the situation. Lord will give us the proper intelligence, proper understanding, how to deal with this situation. So that is the. So once you go back home, back to Godhead, then there is no more anxiety. Vaikuntha. There is no duality. Dvandva. No dvandva. So this dvandva is part of the material world. In the Vaikuntha, there is no dvandva. So that is the place we have to go for. And this is all like a practice. What we are doing here is abhyasa. We do this abhyasa. We hear and chant and read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, deity worship, doing all the offering of the lamps. All these aspects are there for us to come to the stage so where we can completely get out of this conditioning. Krishna, every time he says that. No, don't want to. Yeah, happiness will come. So when happiness comes, you become very, very jubilant. I achieved this. When distress comes, immediately we become very morose. No. Happiness, that is also part of the equation. And distress, that is also part of the equation. So we have to be able to handle that. When Krishna gives some happiness, so Krishna is sort of, his mercy is giving, use it in the service of the Lord. And distress comes also. Krishna, you want me to put into difficulty? Yes, I will still continue my devotion. It's not that, okay, Krishna, you gave me distress, I'm not going to chant your name. No, not like that. Continue then. Then, the person who does that, for him, the claim to go back home, back to Godhead, is very, very sure. Srimad Bhagavatam says that. That person, always, he is not taking that, okay, he is not blaming Krishna. Krishna, why are you putting me into the difficulty? Instead, actually, I have to suffer more. Because of your mercy, you have given only a token reaction for me. So, I will continue my devotion. For that person, is always the position is secured for him. So we will stop here. Any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
No.
That's all right. You know everything, sir. So,
I know everything.
Any question? Yeah, any question?
Can we say that Chitraketu like went through the difficulties like all the other great devotees?
Sorry?
Can we say that Chitraketu also like went through difficulties like all the other great devotees?
Yeah, he also went through some difficulties. In one life, he went through a lot of difficulties. He didn't have son. And then Narada Muni and all, they gave him the different thing. And then he learned. And finally he got the darshan of the Lord. Then again another difficulty came. Little bit of difficulty. But this is not a difficulty. Because Lord wants Chitraketu to come back to Godhead as quickly as possible. ASAP. So he wants ASAP. He has to, Lord, Chitraketu to come to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan ASAP. That's why all these things are happening. Okay? Hare Krishna. Almost finished. Okay. Yeah. Anything else? Any?
Is the mic still working?
Huh? Oh, okay. Something. That's fine.
Okay. You can use this.
Okay. Anything else? Any other question or some clarification? Okay. No problem. Thank you very much. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, ma'am. Hare Krishna. Krishna Prabhu.